today on Family Talk.
Well, hello and welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, sitting in for Dr. James Dobson today. And you know, there is no argument that our kids are growing up in a hyper-sexualized environment in the modern culture. When they turn on the TV or when they go online, they are bombarded with images or language that makes sex seem like a casual thing, like it's no big deal. And then many of the quote-unquote adult voices are saying, well, you know, kids are gonna have sex. You can't stop them. So what's the big deal there? Well, our guest today didn't settle for that answer. Instead, this mother-daughter duo created a tool that helped girls choose purity, and not just physical purity, but emotional and spiritual purity as well. I'll let them tell you all about it, but just know that this is a great way to stand up against the tide of sexuality that's sweeping over younger and even younger kids every single day. Here now is Dr. Meg Meeker to introduce our guests here on Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. I'm Dr. Meg Meeker, and I'm here on the floor of the International Christian Retail Show in Cincinnati, Ohio, which I love. I went to medical school here, so it's kind of like coming home. We've had an amazing time these past couple of days, and we've met so many wonderful people. And my next guests are no exception. I have with me Alicia and Madison Weese from the organization Boyfriend Bears. Madison is a sophomore at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and she's majoring in communications. She's the founder and creator of Boyfriend Bears, an organization that's a nonprofit that encourages preteen and teen girls to live a life of purity. So moms and dads, you need to listen up. Also joining us is her mother, Alicia Weese. Alicia is the founder and creator of the Purity is a Battle curriculum, and we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. She attended Western Washington University, where she received her Bachelor of Arts degree, and she has a heart for mentoring teens, and she volunteers at a pregnancy care center as well. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is so fun having you. As we were talking before we started, I mean, this is my heart of hearts. Mm-hmm. This is where my writing ministry and my speaking ministry really began, was in trying to help parents and teenagers, you know, navigate a hyper-sexualized culture. And, you know, it's a tough world out there. So Madison, let's start with you. How did this all start?
Yeah, so I was 13, reading through a Christian magazine. I saw an ad for a mission trip. So I go to my mom, 13, hey, can I go on this mission trip? And she's like, sure.
Where was the mission trip to?
It was to Ecuador.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she wanted to go by herself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they let me. So that was super exciting. And I went.
Well, did
there.
You go with a church group or,
yes.
or literally by yourself?
Oh, with a church group.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went through Sisterhood magazine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I went on the mission trip and we did service work during the day and there were speakers at night. So Dana Gresh was one of the speakers.
Okay.
Love her. And I was sitting there. This is the first time I was exposed to the idea of purity. And my heart just was like started beating. I was like, why don't we talk about this? Why is this the first time I'm hearing about this? This is so amazing. I get home and I'm just like frustrated. Like, what can I do? Why can't we have these conversations?
Yeah.
And I look around my room and I have 50 stuffed animals. I love stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, that's cool. And I thought of this idea of a boyfriend bear, a special bear that I could have in my room to remind me that I'm worthy, I'm worth the wait, every day is a new day, and to just lean in on the Lord in this walk. But that's not enough to like share the message. So I go to my parents, I'm like, okay, I have this idea, but what can we do? And then this is where my mom comes
and
in.
And we thought it was a fabulous idea, that this could open the doors for young girls to hear this conversation, because young girls love teddy bears.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lord, what do you want us to do with this? I'm just going to surrender my heart, my hands, I'm your servant. How can I help in this mission?
What year was this?
2011, 2012.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not too long ago.
Yeah.
And so how God works things and opens doors. And next thing I know, I met this woman who had spent a year and a half writing a curriculum. She had done a lot of research, couldn't find exactly what she wanted. She wanted to have to facilitate sessions in her church. So she had done one program. She said, I am exhausted. I'm putting this on the shelf. She gave the curriculum to us. And so I am just your regular mom. I went through the curriculum. It was awesome. And I thought, okay, what can my daughter, my sweet Madison, share with her friends? So I put together a PowerPoint presentation. And then Madison took it and ran with it.
What is in the curriculum? What's the core of the curriculum?
The core of the curriculum is what is purity all about? And it's a heart issue.
So it's a biblical model.
Yeah, a biblical model, scripturally based.
So you get this curriculum. Madison looks at the curriculum, and you take it, and then what do?
Yeah, so I told my friends about it, and I was like, hey, let's just have a night where we talk about these issues, where we talk about temptation, where we talk about setting boundaries, dating, all of these different things. It was scary. I was 14. They come over, and we ended up sitting there for 4 hours just talking about these
girls.
Things.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then they all ended up joining, and we're like, let's do this. And it started from there. Then we started going to church groups doing it together.
Okay. So how many of you will go out at a time?
Probably like four. There was eight of us, and we would go in teams of four.
Okay. So when you started to go to different churches, was there much pushback? I mean, did churches go, oh, thanks, I think we're okay?
Honestly, yes, there was. Yeah. Come on, churches.
Yeah. No one wants to talk about it.
Right.
Let's step it up.
But when we did get in homes and get in youth groups, it just transformed. People changed their mind. They're like, oh, wow, yes,
yeah.
This matters.
And what's your target audience, age-wise, of girls?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
6th, 7th, 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Did you just sort of naturally broaden the territory, or how did you start growing? Just going literally church to church?
Yeah.
Church to church, home to home, and then we started getting invited to different events. So once the word got out and they realized how great the curriculum really is.
Madison, walk me through your message.
Yeah, so we start with, like, what is purity? And really, it's about a relationship with God, because we can't, like, we're not pure on our own. Like, we need God to just wash over us. We talk about the story of going up on a hike, and you're trying to get water, and there's this stream in its natural state. It's dirty, but you take the water filter, and it becomes pure. And our only way towards purity is with Jesus and with God and walking in that.
Mm-hmm.
He's our filter, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is the start of it. And then as we walk with God, we learn things. We read the Bible. We walk with each other. And just open and honest about our struggles. Yeah. I'm tempted with this. This is what's going on.
And then in our Purity's a Battle curriculum, we talk about how do you deal with temptation. And a lot of it is scripture. It's just praying and asking Jesus to help us, because we're all dealing with that. Mm-hmm. And purity is, it just doesn't happen overnight, right, Matthew? It's a process.
Right.
I mean, I'm 50 years old, and I'm still working on, like, what am I watching on TV? What am I listening to? I'm guarding my heart every day.
Right. Yeah. So you describe what purity is, and then what do you go into?
And then we talk about why wait. So we talk about emotional, spiritual.
So you talk about sexual purity.
Yeah.
What other kind of purity? Like emotional purity. Purity of your thoughts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dating and what that looks like.
Okay.
Intentions.
How do you approach dating for high schoolers?
We really just talk about what's your intention. Are you dating because you want to be popular? Are you dating because you're lonely? Are you trying to fill something? Or is it because you want to get to know somebody? Or you're looking for different traits that work with you?
Yeah, because a lot of it is for girls who don't have dads, which there are tons of them, it's really for that male affirmation.
Yeah.
Do they recognize that? Do girls recognize, can a 15-year-old or 14-year-old understand, I want to be with this guy just because it's male attention?
I don't know. But I think asking that question gets them thinking on that way. Like, why do I want a boyfriend?
Right, right.
I think from my own personal experience, I didn't recognize that.
No.
I had four stepdads.
And your compulsion, if you will, to constantly seek out male attention, it's sort of a deep drive. And you don't understand it. You know, you just want to do it.
Mm-hmm. So the first part of the curriculum is what is purity, and then why wait, and we cover the emotional, physical, and spiritual reasons on why that is so important. And then what's the third chapter, Madison?
Is how it can become a lifestyle.
Okay.
So applicable ways, having accountability,
that's
setting
huge.
Boundaries mm-hmm. in relationships, dressing modestly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's our, tell her about the what now.
Yeah, well, the what now, like the first part is like giving your heart to God.
And then in our curriculum, we encourage the girls to really think about who they want to become, Meg. Mm-hmm. And there's, what's the personality that they, you know, who is God creating them to be mm-hmm. without depending on a guy? And then we also think it's really important for girls to think, what are the characteristics in a boyfriend or a future husband that they're looking for? You know, do they want someone who's going to be angry? Do they want someone who's going to... hopefully not abuse them, right? So it's looking for those positive characteristics.
The bear is the last part, and that's just a tangible reminder of what you've learned. I have it on my bed. A lot of us on our team have it in our bed in college just to remind us that we're worthy, that we're loved. Every time we see it, it's like, okay, I'm loved, and just a reminder to just lean in on God's grace in this walk.
Yeah. Madison, talk to me about the 14, 15-year-old girl, or maybe even younger, and these are a number of the girls that I'll see in my practice who come in and say, you know what, I love what you're saying. I totally get it. I can see that this message is true, and it feels good, and it feels right, but you know what, I've had sex with a couple guys, and I even had an abortion, and I'm not a virgin, so what do? I don't even deserve a bear.
Yeah. We've actually had a couple of girls, actually a lot, who have come to us in that. And I just say, you deserve so much. You're the same as the girl who saves her first kiss for her wedding day. Like, God sees us all the same. Like, it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. Today is a new day. There's so much grace for you. Like, that's who God is. God is a God of love.
He makes us clean, and he starts us again.
And I'm an example of that, right, Meg? I mean, by the grace of God.
Virgin all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because in God's eyes, we are. Yeah. And he says, here you are, and I present you before the king, and you're white as snow.
Yeah.
No matter what, if you have a child, if you have it doesn't, do they get that, Madison?
I think at first it's a hard concept to understand for anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's unconditional love. Like, I can be pure again. Like, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, absolutely. Like, that's the gospel. That's who God is. Mm-hmm. So I think as time, as you sit in that truth, it becomes real. But I think at first that's hard to understand.
But I also think that if you come across a friend that's in that situation and maybe you're not, I mean, love them and do not judge them.
Yeah.
And just show them with your actions.
Right.
And just embrace them instead of maybe turning them in the other direction.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you end with an invitation to Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah. Just an end to think about. Okay, what's next for you? Do you want to commit your heart to God? Do you want to go on this walk?
Are your conferences usually 2 days or 1 day?
That's a special occasion. That's not the norm.
Yeah. Okay.
So the girls would do like 2 or 3 hour sessions. And then they were seniors in high school. And so it came on my heart, they're going to be scattered all over the U.S.
Right.
We're not going to be able to get them to do the live sessions. Mm-hmm. And so we spent the last year with the girls producing a DVD. Mm-hmm. And so now our DVD is condensed to 68 minutes, and it covers the 4 topics that Madison was talking about. What is purity? Why wait? How can purity become a lifestyle? And what now? So our heart of our organization, Meg, is to get this in the hands of moms and girls all over the globe, because we physically cannot be there.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It'd be awesome if we could.
Right.
And the DVD, it's not a mom sitting there. It's our teen board. It's Madison and her friends sharing from their hearts and their personal experiences. And the participants can just follow along. But it's been pretty amazing in that when the girls go through the sessions and they see these bears, we hide the bears.
Oh, yeah.
Any of you out there that do this, you hide the bear. And when you bring the bear out, the girls just go wild.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That was my favorite part, is just watching their expressions. And, you know, I wish I could turn the clock backward. I wish that we could still be out doing sessions and that my daughter and all her friends were in high school. But God has different plans for them. They're all in university now, and I know that eventually they're going to probably come back and take over this organization and just make it even more so.
Do you train younger gals to get out there and teach the curriculum or give the talks?
That's a dream of ours. We would absolutely love that.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. I've had a vision of having a center where moms can come and older girls can come and we can train them, and then they could go out and be ambassadors themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be a dream come true. Mm-hmm.
So with Madison off in college, how do you keep this going? How do you keep purity as a battle going?
Well, through the DVD, and then we have an online presence, but we're also just now getting into the Christian bookstore sector. Mm-hmm. And so soon you should see our products out in bookstores across the nation and maybe even globally if that's where God wants them.
Can people communicate with you via Facebook then, mm-hmm. or can they write to you, or if yeah. gals who've gone through the program have questions, how mm-hmm. do they get hold of
yeah,
you?
Absolutely. On our website, mm-hmm. we have, mm-hmm. there's a get in touch with us form, and we will definitely get back to anyone who emails us, and then we have newsletters that will be going out also, just to keep everyone informed on what's going on.
So, and what's your website?
Our website is boyfriendbears.org. You can also get there with purityisabattle.org.
So people can go online and they can buy your Purity is a Battle book mm-hmm. and your Purity is a Battle DVD.
Yeah.
And is this something that if you are an 18-year-old young woman, senior in high school, getting ready to go off to college, is this something that she could order and go through and understand on her own?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she wouldn't need to be led through it. Because, I mean, it's really like a workbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it so you plug in the DVD and then watch it, and then there's fill in the blanks, and you can kind of go through
Perfect.
It on your own, in a group, mom and daughter. It's really versatile.
Great. Mm-hmm. What's the ideal use of the book and the DVD? Mom and daughter? Teacher in classroom?
You know what, Meg? There's so many ways that it can be
yeah.
used.
Yeah.
I mean, a mother-daughter is amazing. Mm-hmm. Moms out there, if you do this, what I highly suggest is bringing in your daughter's friends. So have a group of 5 to 8 girls, and you can be there to lead discussion. But it's really self-led through the teen board. And that way, moms, you're developing a strong relationship with your daughter and her friends.
Right.
And that was one of my favorite things about mentoring our teen board. I have 8 daughters. Mm-hmm. They call me Mama.
Aww. Yeah, and it's so powerful to go through it with people, because if it's just like your mom and your daughter, like, oh, mom, do we have to talk about
this?
This
is my mom making me do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
it's like your friends and you have accountability, then you can talk with it. It's comfortable.
Right. And that was what's amazing is during high school is that the accountability, because she went through this with a group of friends, mm-hmm. they were there for each other, and they got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are doing amazing because they were able to walk through this as a group.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't want to discourage moms out there. If your daughter's more comfortable with just
you
and her, because, I mean, that's fantastic, too.
Well, what if there's a mother listening who says, I think this is great. I'd love to do this, but my 16-year-old daughter doesn't want anything to do with me. She's angry all the time. She slams doors in the house. She stomps up the stairs. She has a boyfriend, and if I approached her with this, she would just shut me down. What would you say to that mother?
I think loving them unconditionally.
Yeah,
you just have to set that parameter with your young girls, that they know that even though they might be mad at you, that you still love them,
yeah.
and that you're not expecting perfection mm-hmm. from them. And I think if you can just show them kindness and love, and not be angry. I know it's so hard, moms. I know. It's hard.
It's really hard because there are a lot of mothers who, you know, their daughters just are angry and they don't spend that much time with them, and they're doing all their sports and they're doing all these different things. And many parents feel they can't get through to their teenagers.
Mm-hmm. One thing they could try is, let's say Valentine's Day is coming up. Okay, mm-hmm. who doesn't love stuffed animals? Even
right.
if you have a daughter that is angry with you, right? And
right.
I think that's why God gave Madison the idea of the bear, because it can open up a conversation that's really difficult. So what about giving them the bear on a special occasion?
Right.
Their birthday or Valentine's Day, and then that could open the doors and say, you know what? There's so much more to that bear that I would love to share with you.
Right.
If you are open to that and in your timing, I would love to share. And this, and I came across this, and this is these are teen girls just like you mm-hmm. that are sharing this information. So it's not something that I'm telling you to do, but I think it'd be awesome to hear from girls your age.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I tell you why. Because I think that if you have an angry teen, and the angry teen girl on the inside is still part little girl screaming for help.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees the bear, and it's like mom saying, I see that little girl in you. And I want to talk with you. And even just to use the bear as an opener.
Oh, absolutely.
And don't even tell her what the boyfriend bear is all about, but mm-hmm. just say, here's this bear, and there's a really great story behind the bear. When you're ready to talk about mm-hmm. it, I'd love to talk with
yeah,
you about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
It'd be a great, mm-hmm. you know, conversation starter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. our bear can actually be, you know, just like you said, it can be a conversation starter at the beginning, or it can be for girls who are more receptive,
mm-hmm.
get them through the curriculum, and then it can be their surprise at the end. So
right.
Isn't it amazing, Meg, how God can just give you an idea that can be used in so many ways?
So many different ways.
And so many, you know, like you asked me earlier, who's this best for? Oh, my goodness.
Everybody. Yeah, I think that you gals are really, really onto something, because purity is a battle. And I think that our young girls and our young boys are up against it tremendously. In our final moments here, have you had any criticism, pushback, people saying, what are you doing? Like Bill O'Reilly said to me, if you expect teenagers not to be having sex, you're crazy.
Tell your pushback and I'll tell them.
All the time.
Well, I don't know. Well,
I mean,
all the time.
Growing up, like, it was hard. Like, people were like, what are you doing? Like, boys don't talk to you. They're like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So that's like, okay. And then other girls are like, what do you think you're doing? Like, yeah. Who do you think you are?
You're so uncool. So uncool.
I mean, I'm not very cool anyways, but it's just like.
No, and you look very cool to me, but did that offend you?
Kind of, but then my favorite verse is 1 Timothy 4:12, which is, don't let anyone look down on you, but set an example for believers in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And it's like, I'm not doing this for approval. Like, right. This is not about people saying, oh, good job. No, this is like what people need to hear. This is God's heart. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God, I know you love me.
This is who I am.
Me. Yeah, this is who I am.
And this is what God gave me.
Yeah.
And God is walking with me in this.
I just think, you know, we have gotten some criticism, and we just pray for hearts to be open to the conversation. The criticism's coming more from the youth. Than coming from parents. Because when I have the opportunity to talk with moms and share my story, their stories are very similar to mine. Yeah. So they want nothing more than to protect their daughters so their daughters aren't going through what they are going through.
Right.
So I think a lot of the criticism has come from like some of the younger girls. Mm-hmm. But Madison, what I think is really amazing is that you were in school and you had some girls that what you would say as popular girls, which I don't like that terminology. but then when they would come, Meg, they would come to a session. Oh my goodness, that completely turned around.
Right.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing. Yeah. Is inviting the popular girls. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To come.
But once there is criticism, but then once if they are able to experience it themselves,
yeah.
It changes.
Right.
Yeah.
It changes
mm-hmm.
them.
And I think that the other thing is that there are spiritual attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been spiritual attacks on Madison and I's relationship, because Satan does not want this message out there. Mm-hmm. And then when I was coming here to the CBA Unite show, I have a huge spiritual attack. I signed up to be here. 2 months later, I was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, and am currently undergoing chemotherapy. But I am not giving up, because purity is a battle, and it is a battle worth fighting for. And so I'll tell you, moms out there, that do not give up for your girls.
Never.
Whatever spiritual attacks come to you, you just stay strong, because this is so important. And I know from my heart, I don't want my daughter, I don't want her friends, I don't want any of your girls out there experiencing the consequences that I'm experiencing from my youth. And moms, I know that there are so many of you out there that have the same life that I had. Mm. And you can help your daughter make a difference.
There's nothing else to say.
Oh,
my guests have been Alicia and Madison. We see their organization and Boyfriend Bears. Their book is Purity is a Battle. They have a DVD that is Purity is a Battle. They have an incredibly adorable bear that is available to you. You need to find him on the web. You need to Google boyfriendbears.org, boyfriendbears.org. Every young girl in America needs one of these bears and needs to hear your story. And Alicia and Madison, God bless you. God's hand is on you, and something tells me that you are just beginning.
Thank you,
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and I hope you've been inspired to jump into this fight to preserve or even regain the purity of the young people in your lives. I urge you to check out this curriculum and consider how you might use it in your home or maybe even in your youth group. And if you want to find out more about Madison and Alicia Wiese, we have a link to their organization on our website, drjamesdobson.org. And as always, if you want to hear this program again, you can hear the download of this program at our website, drjamesdobson.org, or listen via the Family Talk app. You can get the app for free, and then you can listen to any of our programs anytime, anywhere. We would love to have you in the family of our app listeners. And while you're online, would you also consider how you can support Family Talk financially? We completely rely on listener support, so your prayers and your donations mean so much to us. You can donate online at drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. Thanks so much for your prayers and also for your financial support. And thanks for joining us today. I'm Roger Marsh. We'll see you again next time right here on Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.
Dr. Tim Clinton here for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. You like listening on the go, maybe while you're working out or jogging down the street? We've got a special offer for you right now today. Download free the smartphone mobile app for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. It works with iPhones, iPads, Android devices, and best of all, you can get this program delivered to you every day, 24/7, 365. It's a great way to stay connected to Family Talk. And not only our broadcast, but you can join the conversation and our Family Talk Facebook page. Read blogs, watch videos on topics of faith, family, culture, and more. By the way, search for books and digital media in our resource center and a whole lot more. You can't beat free. Go to drjamesdobson.org. Download it today, drjamesdobson.org.